Hello there, listeners and fans. I wanted to take a minute and give you a little bit of the behind the scenes of the new audio, I'll Be the Husband You Deserve. So this is a idea or philosophy or in some ways audio script that I have been working on for, or at least had the idea to work on for over 10 months. But I finally was able to bring it to production thanks to my lovely, beautiful, intelligent, funny, and hot as hell friend, Aloe Vera Honey. Allie, baby, I love you. Thank you so much for this. So she was able to help me take some discussions and ideas that we've had and turn it into a script structure. As you know, if you want technical writing, I can do that. If you want character writing, I'm not that good at it. So I'm really dependent on all my writer friends. And anyway, I just appreciate her very, very much, truly. So what this is it's a combination of history and real life conversations I've had with real people about their frustrations, pain, and their relationships. So those of you that have ever talked to me very much personally, I mean, I guess there's a few of you anyway, probably understand that I've taken a lot of personal study, whether that's books to read, podcasts more recently, and so on. And I've worked hard on understanding relationships and where people are coming from, particularly within the context of a committed relationship, you know, so long-term, you know, partner, marriage, etc. And so I've studied a lot about that and specifically worked in my own life on my own issues and my own sexuality and understanding women's sexuality, right? And it has paid wonderful benefits to me personally in my relationships. And I have the opportunity and chance to meet through business or personal things lots of other folks. And since I'm pretty open, you know, about my thoughts and feelings about relationships and sexuality, well, lots of people talk to me about it. And some in particular that I have seen over a course of years. You develop enough of a relationship to talk, you know, pretty intimate details about their lives and sexuality. And this is all ages of people. I have, you know, peers, but I also have a lot of friends that are very young, you know, in their early and mid-20s and so on. And so I'm pretty comfortable talking about different phases and stages of relationships. And, you know, a lot of, especially my younger friends, express tremendous sexual frustration that they want things and their partners, while willing, just don't understand. And then I've had the opportunity to have a number of female friends that I've gotten to know that are divorced. And many of these women are absolutely smoking hot, beautiful women. And I'm just thinking, what the hell? You know, why doesn't your boyfriend or husband or, you know, ex-husband, whatever, like, why would they not treat you well? You're beautiful. You're deserving of love and, you know, and sexuality. And I don't know. So on one hand, I am very frustrated at my fellow men who don't take the time to learn, to understand, to listen to their partners. But what I've also learned, depending on the culture you grew up in and, you know, particularly our views, you know, in Western society and obviously here in the U.S. and other places, like we aren't comfortable having open and honest conversations about sex. The funny thing is in relationships or particularly within marriage, like that's kind of the point, right? So, you know, to me, it's interesting that we'll spend time educating ourselves, we'll spend time getting better at, you know, hobbies or, you know, whatever. But suddenly when it comes to the relationship or to the sexuality of our relationship, which is, in my opinion, one of the most important and intimate elements of a relationship, suddenly we, you know, like just hope that it works out. I mean, the reality is that I think a lot of women, and certainly most men, would really benefit from some basic education. For men, a clear understanding of, frankly, the anatomy and functions, and trying to understand how to gently but firmly approach pleasuring a woman's clitoris, right? And how to approach that, how to kiss it, how to gently touch around it, how to learn to worship it. That alone can pleasure a woman for hours. I do believe, particularly for my younger friends, or even, I know I have a lot of younger followers here, your body is very, very capable of multiple orgasms, right? But you have to be in the right mental place. You have to be in the right emotional state. And for the majority of women, you really need to have a very trusting relationship with the person that you're doing it with, right? So for those of you that enjoy my voice and the audios, I appreciate you extending me the trust enough to enjoy it. Part of it is the anonymity's safe, right? Like, I get that. Anyway, so I sometimes wish that, especially in talking to my divorced female friends, they're like, dude, why can't you like teach a class somewhere on this? And I'm thinking, I wish I could. I wish I could go to my fellow men and say, my dudes, as soon as you complete one sexual encounter or experience, you're already into the foreplay for the next one. So roll over, touch her body, right? Even if you're tired, whisper in her ear, my God, that was beautiful sex. You're so beautiful when you're orgasmic. Like, tell her stuff like that. You know, if she's watching TV or, you know, cooking you breakfast, whatever it might be, walk up to her. Get in the side of her ear and tell her, baby, you are beautiful. And then reach up and touch her neck and run your fingers down towards her shoulder. And as you do that, as you think about how beautiful she is, you are sending sexual energy into her body. You are loading her up like a battery to help her have orgasmic explosions later the same day, later the same week, you know, whatever your interval is, right? So there are absolutely ways to help women that may not be as comfortable with their own sexuality to appreciate it, to accept it, and to help their bodies be ready for what's possible, right? So anyway, that's just a little bit of philosophy. And so as a result of lots of real life conversations, I've wanted to do kind of this audio. It's a little kinky, I guess, but really it comes from a place of concern about real people in my real life and what they deserve. So I hope all of you enjoy it. And I did multiple versions because different people like different things. So I hope you enjoy that as well. And I know I just posted a big project on GWA that I've been working on for a few weeks because I barely got it done. But I had some recording time this morning in between my, you know, other responsibilities. And I try and use that wisely. So I'm going to go ahead and post this. And I hope you listen to it. And I sincerely hope, my dear, that you enjoy it as it's intended for you to enjoy.